I'm Jeremy Michalazak. I'm the Executive Director and Chief Curator here at the MDC Museum of Art and Design. And today you're visiting Impact and Legacy, 50 years of the Cintas Foundation. When I came here from Kansas City, my understanding too of Cuban art was very sort of limited in the sense of looking at, you know, the masters, with Fredo Lam, and I knew Carlos Alfonso's work, and obviously Felix Gonzalez Torres and Teresita. So this has sort of been really a learning experience for myself and really my own practice and education as, you know, really getting a good footing on what has happened since 1950 to today with this select group of artists in this select region and continent. It's a collection that spans more than 60 years and really shows art being made in the 1950s and 1960s all the way up until today. And you see this sort of transition and shift between some of the political themes to today, where you have sort of this post-exile community that is, you know, these are the second generations coming through and creating work. As you walk through the main gallery space, you're looking at really a sort of stripped down, raw sensibility of the way that the work was being made. They're very gestural, they're very sort of heavy. There's not that necessarily finesse to something. It was more about really looking at sort of the tribal aspect of creating work, the mark making. And so we really wanted that sort of non-objective, abstract way of seeing things right when you enter, because I think you can get lost with, you know, looking at specific pictures. The other thing for me too, I thought with the way that you also formally enter the exhibit, you know, the first piece you really see is the Ernesto Pujol piece, which is so significant in the sense of the idea of the exile and, you know, the idea of the boat lift, the rafts, that whole sort of, but also too, the sort of dreamlike escape. And, you know, that was really, really important in the beginning to sort of set that up and put that there, because I think it has both that sensibility of the struggles that they went through, but also sort of the release that they also feel and sort of this, you know, elation that they have at some point. It really does become the portal to open the exhibition.